Have you enjoyed the pause that refreshes? The pause of taking three breaths when that phone of yours rings, whether it's a cell phone or a landline. Taking those three slow breaths, centering yourself, and then picking up the receiver or opening up your cell phone to respond to whoever is calling. Has your impatience reduced over the last several days? How about the anxiety that you consistently feel here and there or continuously? Are you less irritated? Chances are, all three of those behaviors will be improved if you decide you would like to continue this mindfulness practice from this day henceforth. First of all, many people actually are not aware and do not realize that they are constantly anxious and stressed. Let me offer an example of what I have noticed about myself. I've made it a practice in the evening, as I am falling asleep, to assess the muscular tension in my body. The result of these assessments has been consistent. The muscles in my face are always tensed up, around my mouth, around my neck, around my eyes. With my intention, I can release and reduce that tension before I actually fall asleep. I suspect that many people are actually not aware that they are constantly and continuously anxious, holding muscles tight on the legs, the arms, the neck, the face, and even the scalp. If always in a continuous state of tension, the physical body is not going to have a great deal of opportunity to come back into balance, which will settle down an overactive neurological system. This particular mindfulness challenge of pausing when the phone rings offers an opportunity to acknowledge the extent that you may be irritated or anxious or impatient at the moment that phone rings, which is typically on a random basis. Once recognized, it's possible to settle that anxiousness, that impatience, and that irritation down so that we, you and I, and everyone is more able to be present and in the moment. There is a second deeper meaning behind this mindfulness challenge as well. When there happens to occur an irritating and troubling encounter with another person, it's very easy to carry that irritation into the next encounter or even all of the remaining encounters for the rest of the day. How many times have you decided you wanted to go talk with someone else, perhaps a boss, perhaps a coworker, perhaps a family member, perhaps a spouse? And as you approached them, they had a sour look on their face. Something is obviously troubling them. Do you have an opportunity to talk about what you wanted to talk about? The answer typically is no way. They're going to fire away at what it was that just happened to them, whether it was earlier in the day or, in often cases, it's days and days prior to that specific encounter. We carry these irritating encounters from one encounter to the next as they accumulate in the tissues of our body. We become a continuously irritated person. We're not able to release that irritation because we are always carrying it around. It's literally always on our backs. How magical it is to realize that each encounter of another person is, in fact, a new and a fresh encounter. When we treat it as such, that encounter has a much, much greater opportunity for us and for them to be positive and to be life-giving. If we engage and enter that particular encounter with a sour attitude because the last person that we actually talked with put us in a very bad mood, every encounter that we have for this remaining day, for tomorrow, for the week, for the month, for the rest of our lives are typically going to be pretty sour encounters. The mindfulness exercise then to pause throughout the day. And here, the idea is we pause randomly by simply the signal that the phone is ringing. We pause. We clear out all of that irritation, that anxiety that has accumulated up to that point. And then we are ready to start fresh the next encounter that is about to happen. I must say, I have truly relished doing this particular assignment. My issue, as it turns out, is I am oftentimes deep into doing some type of writing or work on my computer when the phone rings. My response is oftentimes irritation. I'm almost done with my task, and here somebody wants to talk with me. Give me a break. I only need a couple of more minutes. So there the irritation is. If I carry that irritation into my answering the phone, the person on the other end is going to immediately know, oh my goodness, this is not a good idea to call him right now. I should only take a couple of seconds of his time. What a big difference it can make if I can simply pause between those two tasks. With breaths, I can realize that there's plenty of time to complete the task that I was engaging at prior to the call. I can do that after we complete our conversation. I can center myself, and I can then be ready to engage the conversation with the individual who is calling with a new attitude, an attitude that does not also carry with it the compounding accumulation of impatience, anxiety, irritation, and stress. I hope this particular mindfulness challenge has been useful to you in identifying anxiety that may have been lingering in your physical body throughout your entire life without actually your being able to acknowledge and recognize and honor it. And also, may this mindfulness challenge be an opportunity for you to stop, to regroup, and to have marvelous encounters with each and every person that you encounter from this day henceforth. This is Robert Rogers, and may you have a delightful time as you engage all of the mindfulness challenges from the Parkinson's Recovery Mindfulness Program. Good day.